Thank you, Vice Chair. We would like to offer some further remarks about science and technology in the context of this cross-cutting topic. We have already heard how S&T is a cross-cutting topic and an integral part of many provisions of the Convention, including in particular Articles 1, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 10, and as discussed this morning, Article 12. As such, it is clearly recognised by states parties that S&T is a core aspect of the operation and implementation of the Convention. The first review conference of the BTWC had one express purpose, namely to review the operation of the Convention with a view to assuring that the purposes of the preamble and the provisions of the Convention were being realised, and this had to take into account any new S&T developments relevant to the Convention. Since then, S&T has been a standing agenda item at subsequent review conferences and has arguably increased in its prominence and importance. Being such a critical aspect of the BTWC and with relevance to so many of the operational provisions of the Convention, we believe S&T discussions should remain front and centre for states parties as we go into the ninth review conference and in any intersessional programme. We have already discussed some aspects of biological risk assessment and management, which have been a key topic for discussion by the UK and many others for many years in the context of the BTWC. This not only highlights that states parties consider this an important topic for discussion, but also a topic that calls for a substantive outcome at the forthcoming ninth review conference. We believe that it has been made very clear that where there is a need for further development of proposals for S&T review, the situation is not that they are mutually exclusive. We do not have to pick one at the expense of another. Many proposals overlap in their ideas and as such could be used in a complementary way to bring us closer to a common understanding on this topic. Therefore, elements from the different proposals on S&T review could lend themselves to the development of some sort of hybrid approach to S&T review, incorporating aspects from both closed and open-ended expert group approaches. This concept gained widespread support and interest at the 2020 MXs and the 2020 MSP, such that this topic requires further elaboration and discussion by states parties. Discussions on S&T have thus far been driven by the active participation of states parties, and with the implementation of any new structured S&T review process comes the requirement for additional support and resource. Additionally, given the pace of change of science and technological developments relevant to the Convention, the complexities surrounding convergence of biological sciences with other fields of research, and the consequent implications for implementation and coverage of the Convention, additional resource in the ISU will be essential going forward. This will therefore provide a key component of the next intersessional programme and ensure the BTWC can respond to biological threats with flexibility and proficiency. Thank you.